the full time whistle. It's all over here in Sligo. Letterkenny have won by 6 points, 114-1-8, and Letterkenny have been impressive today in the Sigerson Cup quarter final as they march in to the last four of the competition. And really, it was all about the first half for the LYIT. At the break, they were leading by 5, 19-1-4. They raced out of the blocks in the opening quarter to lead by 4 points to no score. But by the time Michael Langan nestled the ball into the back of the net on 14 minutes with a brilliantly executed finish, it was 1-4 to a single point. At that stage, it was a 6-point game. And really, after that, the LYIT never looked back. Sligo didn't really look threatening in that opening half. The likes of Dara Black and Owen McGinnigan stepped up with a few scores. Dara Black, in particular, was impressive in the first half, where he kicked three. McGinnigan got two. And Patter Mogan, who was effective in the opening half as well, knocked it over three. But the big score was that which came from Langan. Sligo did get a goal in 22 minutes from Tiernan McSkeenan of Monaghan. And they were a bit fortuitous as the ball dropped in front of McSkeenan following a save by Michael Lynch, and the ball went into the back of the net. That was a score that brought it back to three, but really after that it seemed there was only going to be one winner. The story of the second half, it really was point for point as LYT continued to hold Sligo at arm's length. Owen McGinnigan got a couple of scores in the second half. John Campbell was introduced. He got a score as well, as did second half substitute from Louth, Liam Jackson, whose effort could have ended up in the back of the net. Rattled off the top of the crossbar and went over for a score. And Michael Langan also knocked over a free. But Michael Langan finished in the game with a goal and two, and certainly a man of the match performance from the St. Michael's man today. He was very influential last week. He had another huge game here today for the LYIT. Was dominant around the middle. He got that goal, and the LYT fully deserving of their victory by 6 points, 114-1-8. They now go to the semi-finals, where they will take on the winners of UCC of Cork, the defending champions, or IT Carlow. That game is taking place in Carlow, gets underway at 4 o'clock. Martin McHugh, this has been a massive win for the LYIT. Yeah. A third level college in Donegal, the only third level college in Donegal, now going to Sigerson last four to semi-finals.
Yeah, it's brilliant, and it's great credit to first of all the LYIT and the people in it, and to the management team here, but to all the clubs around the area. I know from your own point of view, you've young lads on the sub there, Keelan Gallagher to you, Nigel. It's great from everybody's point of view that what has been achieved here and everything else from Donegal. Sigerson is big football. I mean, people, you know, the GAA may be trying to get rid of Sigerson. We see what it means out here. We see what it means to like, so obviously, during that. There's important competition. As class to me is the competition, you know, you have the league, you have the championship and senior, but this is the next competition that people look to and everything else here is the Sigerson. And it's a great achievement from Donegal's point of view. And we'll ask, give great credit to the coaches, but to Michael Murphy. He's captain of the senior team. He's now coaching now at this level, even his career, you know, would have this year. What that man has put already putting back into Donegal football at his age, and I'm still going to play, you know, against Mayo next week. He's that Sigerson game ready for during the week. So lucky, as we said, we have to have him there. But the bunch of players there, and it's great that they've got players into the college now. And I mean, it's basically, you know, a Donegal team. You may say it's nearly all round a Donegal team. And it's great to see it, and you know, the clubs that they have involved in it. This helps them to play at this level, will help players and everything else. But great achievement. Cork's going to be a bit different, right? They're going to try to play. But the only thing I say,
Cork's going to beat Carlow.
Well, I expect Cork to beat Carlow. They've probably 5-6 players. They beat the NUHE, the last short-term player. This is going to be a different test. But this is what you want. Look, it's going to be difficult, but this is what you need in that there. But this will come down to the players. Maybe they don't know. The John Campbells, maybe Owen McGinnigan, they haven't heard of. The Paddy Dolan, they haven't heard of. Dara Black, they haven't heard of. Ryan McFadden, they haven't heard of. These players, they haven't heard of. Keelan Marley, Christian Boner, they had no. Oisín Lang, we talk about a lot of them there. They, you know, Kilhooley had a brilliant first. Martin McAteer played really well at fullback, and this man in goal is Michael Lynch. He's capable of keeping possession, and you can see it there now that he will put pressure on Sean Patton for that goalkeeping area. And then Nathan Michael Wynn, who did his job, you know, quietly, simply a cornerback. So I think that looking at it, and the subs that came on and everything else, but the big thing about the whole thing is that it's great for Donegal, it's great for Letterkenny, and a brilliant achievement. And this is another bigger test. Yeah, it's going to be tough on the two they had, but this is going to be a great test, and this will help all them players.
Okay, we're going to try and get some reaction for you, but the LYT are through to the Sigerson semi-final. They have defeated Sligo IT today, 114-1-8.